from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, you guys know what that sound is. Stock up, stock down, stock watch.
Hey, moving on up.
For the Philadelphia Eagles. Of course, you, this segment sponsored by...
Oh, it's sponsored by the Jug Handle Inn. Forgot just that quick. Always good times, great food, and award-winning wings at the Jug Handle Inn.
I think it adds flavor to the read. Like, you forget, and it's like, oh, yeah, the Jug Handle's awesome.
Yeah, shout out to Nicole and Kevin. Matter of fact, I need to come on and get some chicken wings, man.
When they were here last time, they brought me the Impossible Cheesesteak Egg Rolls.
Yeah, Kevin, I think good. Kevin's back there trying to be a mad scientist in the kitchen, mm-hmm. making up new concoctions and stuff. Cause those, what was it, the pumpkin wings?
Oh yeah,
they weren't bad. Well, were not bad.
You know what we're back to now?
What's that?
Pumpkin spice season.
I hate that though. I hate pumpkin.
I was
spice
in Wawa
season.
2 days ago. Got a pumpkin spice coffee. It's football season. That's how I know.
Pumpkin spice. They overdo the pumpkin spice, man.
Yeah, of course you guys are. Kenny Pickett guys or pumpkin spice guys. That's the difference. Tanner McKee guys or not. All right, stock up, stock down. In the preseason, obviously we had a game yesterday. Hugh, I'm going to throw someone that stock up that hit me last night.
Who hit you?
Stock up. I thought Zach Bond had himself a good night. Made some plays to start the game. He shot right through to stop the run when they were on like the 15-yard line. And I thought he needed a good day, right? Because he's been the starter, but it feels like N'Kobe's coming on. Trott Jr.'s coming on.
Got a little bit of pressure.
So I thought stock up for Zach Bond last night. Who'd you think? Who stood out to you in a good way last night?
Oh, I'm going with my guy that I think I went with already, N'Kobe Dean. N'Kobe Dean is making a case to be a part of this linebacking core, and I think that's a good thing, man, because, like, over the last couple years, we still have to see him during the regular season, mm-hmm. but over the last couple years, linebacker has been a real issue for this team. Now it looks like you got three guys that are vying for one position. I'm going to throw Trott Jr. in there as well. Probably not going to play as much as those guys, but he's developing really, really well right now. So I'm going to go with my man, N'Kobe Dean.
You know what's funny? Doesn't it feel like the Eagles have more depth at places they usually are weak and less depth at places they're usually strong? Like they have four linebackers maybe that can play. They have a bunch of young corners. They have three running backs. I mean, these are usually spots they're thinner at. And yet, and I'll make it my next stock down, I don't love the depth on the offensive line. Tyler Steen is now hurt. So Mekhi Becton's going to be the starter. Well, you know, we'll see where that goes, but they better stay healthy up front. Hugh, last night, with those backups in, Pickett was getting, and now this is beyond him not playing very well.
Getting violated.
A lot of pressure.
Getting violated a little bit.
They really need the starting offensive line to stay healthy. I think it's as weak of depth as they've had in a long time with Howie as
for,
their GM.
For the most part, like when you talk about offensive linemen, they do a pretty good job of being really, really durable. But, you know, you want some guys out there. And you want some comparable backups where they can get in there if they have to play and get the job done.
Well, yeah, and with five of them, I mean, you're probably going to – I mean, last year, what, they lost Juergens for about a month?
But that was like, yeah, wasn't that early
on, October-ish, yeah. And he came back. But, like, you know, you're going to have a month where someone's going to be out, so you're going to need those guys. All right, who else stood out to you? Either you give me a stock up, stock down.
I gave you a – oh.
You got me Nakobe.
I would probably have to say, and I think that there's still hope for him. But Nolan Smith needs to learn what he needs to do with his body. Mm. Like that's the biggest thing to me. I think, like, and when I say this, I'm not saying it from the perspective that I think he's not going to be on this football team, because I think he is. I think there's a role for him. But if you're going to be a guy that's going to be a contributor, or every down contributor, you have to. You can't get a whole lot of penalties, man, because you're killing your team. You're putting them in a bad spot. And you have to be better in space, spatial awareness. When I'm watching him, he doesn't really play with his hands enough for my liking. Like, and when I say that, and what I mean is, you have to get separation.
You need to explain that one.
Yeah, you got to get separation, man. Like, you're not the biggest guy out there. You need to learn how to play with low pad level, and you need to learn how to extend your arms and keep the offensive lineman or the tight end off your body, so that if the play is coming your way, that you can make the play. And also, when you're getting pushed out, say if you're on the line of scrimmage and you're playing linebacker and the tackle is trying to block you out, you need to try to restrict that hole as much as you possibly can. Because normally, if a tackle is trying to block out on you, that means the guard is blocking down. They're trying to create a hole. So if it's a pulling play, because I think last night when the Eagles ran a pulling play, or somebody ran one where they had a guard pulling from the other side and they're trying to get up and get that linebacker. But if you restrict that hole and play on the line of scrimmage and play stout, you make it easier for that linebacker to make that play.
Yeah, otherwise, if you the opposite of what you're saying, and that's when you see those holes the running back runs through.
Look, it feels at me like talking about run fits.
A truck can run through there. Yeah. What happened to
Houston? Yeah, what happened, man? If only I would have did this during my career.
Some of your old teammates are listening. They're like, this guy didn't do that when he played. He didn't do that.
I know one particular. If he listens, he's like, oh, now you want to talk about playing the run. That would be Jeremiah Trotter.
Now you want to do your job. All right. Last one in terms of stock up, stock down for me is going to be James Bradbury. It feels like a stock down after last night. Kyle, I know Elliott put out he puts his roster projections out with the locks and then the maybes, but then the guys that are on the bubble, right? So what do you have James Bradbury at today?
Well, first, Hugh, where do you think he had James Bradbury at?
Do you think he's a lock or a bubble guy or a
long shot?
Or a long shot.
Man, it's tough playing that position. And you know, we don't like to it's funny because we just sat here, did a whole show on Kenny Pickett and the small sampling size that we talked about him being the backup quarterback and saying it's not going to be the same thing. But Bradbury's in a unique spot. Mm. Because he's probably going to be a numbers guy, Joe. So if you're asking me, do I think that, you know, he did himself no favors last night?
And last week, by the way, he played into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
He played in the fourth quarter in the preseason.
That feels like long shot territory, but interestingly enough, Elliott has him listed under the bubble category.
So maybe.
Bubble guy.
Maybe.
Well, they're trying to, or you could look at it like this, man, because I feel like, if it comes down to the numbers and what you're looking at, and Cooper DeJean's healthy.
That's a big thing.
You have to, like, he's probably going to be a numbers guy. And he's playing a different position, man. It doesn't look good for him.
It doesn't. All right.
It doesn't look good for him.
All right, the other part of this, quickly, is Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, right? He got hurt last week with his shoulder, didn't play last night. It didn't seem like he practiced this week, right? He's been out of practice for about a week now. That factors in here, right? If he's on the IR to start the season, well, they have an extra spot. Maybe Bradbury makes it. Based on last night, though, if you can only take one, I only think one's going to be on the team, Maddox or Bradbury, it's Maddox, right? Maddox makes the interception last night. Maddox
looks like he's making a case to stay.
Yeah. If it comes down to one of those two guys, I would go with Avante Maddox. So there you go. Who'd you have, Kyle? Well, you have a stock up or stock down for us?
So,
who hit you last night?
Yeah, I mean, you guys pretty much hit the ones that I was going for. I was going to say the depth on the offensive line looks miserable.
It does. It looks like it's a real problem.
It really does. The one thing that I think is of note, and especially because I heard Elliott talking about it yesterday, this guy that that we signed from the Broncos, Caden Stearns,
yes,
that you might think is just a camp body.
He's a safety.
Well, yeah, I didn't know this, but apparently he's been like injured, which means he's probably not here to just be a camp body because he can't practice right now.
Mm.
So like, and Elliott has him listed right now as a bubble guy for safety. So like, it seems like there's, I mean, he has a history with Vic Fangio. And like I said, he can't practice.
So he's not here just to fill the roster for next week for the third game.
Right.
He's here because they like him.
He's here because he must have an actual shot at this.
That is interesting. All right, so we'll keep, and that impacts Bradbury too, because he's a safety. So we'll see about that. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Let's go back to the phone lines here. We got to pick a winner before the end of this hour for Tri-Day for the spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. And of course, we got to get our final tally here on Team Pickett or Team McKee, you know, Team Tanner. I know I'm losing this race. I just hope to have a few more people.
Was I supposed to tally the calls?
No. It's okay. It's in my head.
I have not been.
Here's what I know. I know I still have plenty of room on Pickett Island.
But you know what? I thought you might like maybe end up with two Pickett guys max. You're a little bit more support as the show's gone.
I think people realize 24 starts, first round pick, you give that guy a little leeway. Tanner McKee does it in the fourth quarter against Beckham.
They also probably fell asleep during the game last night.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.